Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate December 11th.
And there it is, Houston. There's Camelot. Wide on target.
I see it.
38 degrees.
Bellinger, you're go for landing.
50 years ago today, Gene Cernan and Jack Smith were heading for the moon. The Apollo 17 astronauts guided their lunar module, Challenger, toward a valley in the highlands, a mountainous region in one of the light-colored areas we see on the lunar disk.
Stand by for touchdown. Stand by.
It was the last of the six lunar landing missions of the Apollo program.
20 feet. 10 feet. Contact. Okay, Houston, the Challenger has landed.
Roger, Challenger, that's super.
Boy, you bet it is, Gordo. Oh, man, look at that rock out there. Absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. Epic moment of my life.
Over the next 3 days, Cernan and Schmidt made three moonwalks. Using a battery-powered rover, they ventured almost 5 miles from their lander, and they gathered 250 pounds of samples. Some of the most exciting samples came from a patch of bright orange dirt, which decades later was found to contain water, one piece of evidence that the moon is much wetter than anyone expected during the Apollo days. Some other samples remained untouched until just a couple of years ago. They'd been sealed to avoid contamination. They were opened up to allow scientists to study them with tools and techniques that didn't exist when Apollo 17 brought them to Earth a half century ago. More tomorrow. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.